Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
We're going to get to the mayor of Caddis, the guy who supposedly used, I'm assuming, the N-word against a black person and describing a black person and all sorts of problems there. We'll get to that, including his statement, which I found to be really, really telling. But first, I had reached out to Steve Novotny, who's on 5 days a week here, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time live, plus they repeat his show about 1,000 times every month because they seem to like Steve so much. And I asked him to come on to talk about what he has in store for the show today. So, Steve Novotny, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing?
I'm doing well this morning. And Dimitri, that was increased last week to about 1,200.
What was increased to 1,200?
My replays.
So, Steve, what do you have in store for the listeners today?
I tell you, I've got Schennerline from Wheeling Heritage. They've got a couple of special functions coming on.
Wheeling Heritage! Oh, don't get me started with Wheeling Heritage. I'm going to come into the studio here and give them a piece of my mind.
You should do that. Scott's pretty nice guy. So, you should come on. He'll be on at the top of the show right at 3. And then we do the Rachel and Steve show on Tuesdays with the 15-year-old from Blair High. And then your friend Dolph Santorin comes in during the 5 o'clock hour. We'll have the Mayhem Hour. And we've been talking a lot about what you were just talking about concerning the national media, what's happened to them, MSNBC looking like they're going to go out of business.
Oh, no, not out of business. No, they're going to be sold. And I think the rumors are, on Twitter, the rumors are that, and Elon Musk has not denied this, although he likes, trolling, he might buy MSNBC. Wouldn't that be something, and turn it into a real Trump cable channel? Wouldn't that be epic?
Well, it would be better than what it's been. CNN has lost millions and millions of
it's
viewers.
Terrible. Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
It's really, really, really gone down downhill more quickly than I've seen a TV network go downhill. It's been amazing. They've really abandoned the original mission, and it's been eroded more and more and more, but I've never seen it more eroded than I have in 2024. It's been somewhat embarrassing for them, and as somebody who has watched some of their programming, like Parts Unknown, that was produced by the late Anthony Bourdain. Some of that kind of programming wasn't too bad on CNN, but wow, have they abandoned that mission.
Yeah, I mean, he was so depressed about CNN, he took his own life. I mean, this is pretty bad stuff. It's really, really bad. It used to be a great brand. It really did. It used to be, the network of record and all that, and now it's just a propaganda press and stupid. Beyond stupid, I've got an audio clip that I'm going to be playing for our listeners in a bit from CNN, and they were talking about how upset they were. Oh, it's really amazing. Have you noticed this, Steve, that the old media, the corporate legacy media, is really, really, really upset with Twitter, with Elon Musk, because they are realizing that they no longer matter. They no longer matter. Axios, the head of Axios, was screaming about Elon Musk and how citizen journalists don't really count, and it's all us, graduated from J school and this, that, and the other. And the CNN audio clip that I have that I'll be playing for our listeners, a panel is going on and on about how, you can't count on information on Twitter, why you need us, CNN, to tell you what exactly you should be thinking. It's mind-blowing stuff. It really is.
It truly is. And when you have one of the networks come out and actually publish that President-elect Trump has a 59% approval rating, that's a national network trying to save face and take an about face. It's happening. I just think, CNN tried to save the ship when they fired Don Lemon, because Don Lemon was really making everybody switch channels. But that did not work. They continued their downward spiral, and most people are done with them. It'll be interesting to see what CNN tries to do next as far as their coverage and their slant.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
It'll
be interesting to see what kind of programming they come back with. And real quick, yesterday I did a little coverage. I've been promoting that you and I have been tag teaming this Blaine Bridge situation.
Yes.
And you had a terrific interview yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, 5 to 6 p.m., I had Belmont County Commissioner J.P. Dutton on the program. J.P. let us know that the commission has contacted ODOT. They've requested that the scheduled project be moved way up to the front of the line. J.P. agreed with me that, you know, all of a sudden, of closing this bridge out of the blue, there's something funky about that.
Yep.
And he's also said that, you know, for them to schedule this project, not next year in 2025, not in 26, but in 27, that's ridiculous for all the same reasons you and I have been talking about, it being a main artery in Belmont County, it being stumped for some, the only way they have to get to and from St. Clairsville, so on and so forth. So he said that that conversation is ongoing, but that the request has been made to ODOT to move the Blaine Bridge project way up into the front of the line instead of in the back of the line in 2027. So that was a very, very good interview, and we'll see what happens from here.
Wait a minute. I believe that was part of the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Great excuse to play it. Thank you very much, Steve.
Love that.
Yes, and what are you and Dolph going to be talking about today other than Dimitri was right again?
Well, we always include that, you know.
Well, of course. How could you not?
Yeah, of course. Right. But we're going to talk a lot about those networks. We're going to talk about the reaction and what it says about America. I've talked to Greg Thomas from Charleston. I've talked to Dolph before about what this reaction really says about today's America. And as you were talking about, or Bill Maher was saying in one of his clips, that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in 2016, but not right. The electoral vote.
Right.
This time, Dolph and I really like to talk about the 6 million vote victory by the president-elect, what it means, and the agenda. So we'll continue looking at America and looking at what the possibilities are on that agenda. And, of course, the border and several other things are going to be day one, and it can't happen soon enough.
Oh, amen to that. Steve Novotny, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 days a week. You're not going to be on Thanksgiving, are you?
I am not.
Okay, well, they're going to bring in fly-ins Bongino to cover for you?
I believe it'll be a best of.
Oh, okay. Well, even better. Even better. Okay,
yeah. Fantastic. As we have agreed, the encore performances on Thursday and Friday this week for me, and then we'll get right back to it. But plenty of terrific show tomorrow. I also have Bishop Daryl Cummins coming in. I know that the Thanksgiving giveaway has taken place. We're going to do an early interview for Thanksgiving. Then I have Christy Ferguson from Elm Grove, Christmas in the Grove.
Cute. You know, is that the Christy? She's very cute. I see her on Facebook.
She's a terrific lady. Yeah,
what exactly
doing great things in Elm Grove.
What does she do now?
She owns Elite Massage.
Yes.
She also owns a wedding photography business, and she's the president of the Elm Grove Business Association.
Plus, she's cute. Oh, good. I wish her well. Hope you can sell her some advertising. So that would be great.
And then during the Belmont County during the Belmont Brew Works Live Music Showcase, we'll have Olivia Adams, a young upcoming female performer here in the Wheeling area.
Would you say that's part of the Belmont buzz?
It is part of the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Thank you. I love playing that. All right, Stephen Novotny, thank you so much. You're a great supporter. I appreciate it. And I really don't mind the fact that the Ohio Midland News Group conglomerate headquarters here in Bel Air plays repeats of your show about 1,000 times a month. I'm actually okay with that. I think if that's what they want to do with their station, instead of playing my show over and over and over again ad nauseum. That's fine. I have no problem with that.
Well, here's what we can do.
I rise above
here's
that.
Here's what we can do.
What?
We can always have a little segment for you every day, and you'll be on more often.
Do you think Mr. Deep Pockets would actually pay me to do that?
Well, no, probably not. But you could keep playing the recording. Well, you know, the Belmont Buzz.
Oh, that's right. I could do that. All right, enough of that. Stephen Novotny, thank you so much, sir. You have a great... And by the way, thank you for all the help you've given me behind the scenes. Between you and Johnny, the show is almost listenable. And thank you very much for your insights. I know you downplay all this stuff, but you've been very kind to me off air, and I appreciate it. In fact, all of us here at Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local appreciate it greatly. So thank you very much, sir. Enjoy Thanksgiving, okay?
Have a terrific Tuesday, brother.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Steve Novotny. Yeah? You weren't supposed to hear that. Hold on. I screwed that up. God, gee, I screw up everything. God, what? Hold on. Hold on. I think this is... What did I do with this now? Wait a minute. Well, hold on. No. Where's... All right. So here's the thing that I was talking with Steve about. CNN, they're so stupid. Here's how clueless they are. And pay attention, especially to the end when they start talking about MSNBC and Bill Gates. It really is eye-opening. They still just do not get it. They really don't.
So I heard what you're saying about X. I saw a survey this week. It's now the most ideologically balanced user platform.
Scott, stop. It's too early. I just sat down. I've only been here for 2 minutes.
Be
you cannot continue to say
the show, but
you cannot
true.
Say that.
So that's
not the case.
Who's
the source?
What I find, we reported it on this network.
It's not accurate, and you know it.
Okay, I'll let you make your statement.
Scott, can I reframe it a different way? Because the site changed radically, right? So whether you think it is somehow more balanced now, that's fine. But no doubt, Musk's influence is profound, and that you open it up, and now you're there with his opinion, and he is now part of this administration. So does anyone else think that there should be this greater concern about billionaires purchasing media companies?
Okay. Would you be worried if Bill Gates controlled MSNBC?
No, because he's sane.
Because MS...
Did you catch that? they wouldn't be concerned about Bill Gates because he's sane. Here's a guy. Hold on a second. I got a frog in my throat. Oh, yeah. Much better. Bill Gates, who went to Epstein Island roughly 36 times, and he says just for the dinners... and who wants to make sure that we no longer eat meat, we eat petri dish meat, who wants to vaccinate our livestock so they don't fart, so that it doesn't ruin the environment, this guy who wants us to eat bugs, this guy who wants to blot out the sun with lots and lots of dust to help with global warming, this is the sane guy to CNN, Bill Gates. He's the sane guy to CNN. They absolutely don't get it. They really don't. All right, so back to this story with the mayor of Cadiz, the one in Harrison County, not in Spain. Although the mayor of Cadiz in Spain might be having similar problems, frankly, I don't know. Because I don't speak Spanish. They speak Spanish? I guess they do in Spain. All right, so anyway, back to this guy. The mayor is R. Kevin Jones. And he was accused of using a racial slur. My God, excuse me again. I don't know what's wrong with my throat this morning. A racial slur against a black person. So I've got to believe it's the N-word. I mean, what else could it be, for heaven's sakes? And they tried to have an investigation. A lot of people in Cadiz were upset, but they didn't dot every I and cross every T. So... the mayor got to keep his job because of a legal technicality, because the people who were trying to oust him did not have all their paperwork in order. So, judge throws it out saying, hey, there's nothing I can do. You didn't do the paperwork right. It wasn't notarized. You didn't do an investigation, blah, 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 blah. But here's the thing that's so telling to me. The thing that's so telling to me is his statement, the mayor's statement. I am pleased that the case has been dismissed. Moving forward, my focus is on working together for the betterment of our village and its citizens, all of whom I'm proud to represent. Together, we can create a brighter future for Kattis. What's missing in his statement? Kattis Mayor R. Kevin Jones. What was missing in that statement? I'll read it to you one more time. I'm pleased that the case has been dismissed. Moving forward, my focus is on working together for the betterment of our village and its citizens, all of whom I am proud to represent. Together, we can create a brighter future for Kattis. What's missing? Here's what's missing.
I didn't say it! I didn't say it! I never said it! I don't know what the hell they're talking about. He doesn't deny it in his official statement. What does that tell you?